You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. As the official first day of fall is only 2 weeks away, maybe you're thinking about getting one last camping trip in this year. But if you haven't made plans yet, you might find it difficult to secure your camping spot. In recent years, it's become harder and harder to secure camping sites. Why? Could it be bots snapping up popular recreation spots before humans have a chance to get through the recreation.gov website? Or is it a symptom of our growing population? Joining us to help us understand this issue is Nicole Blanchard with the Idaho Statesman. Nicole, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
Okay, so you wrote a piece about this last week because this is a trend that we're seeing here. How did you first become aware of the fact that, you know, some of these campsites were basically just getting scooped up in a matter of seconds? And we're talking like online.
Sure. So it sort of came about just in the room, in our newsroom, with colleagues talking about trying to get spots at, you know, popular places like Redfish Lake. And then the more that I looked at different, you know, posts on social media or even just going on to recreation.gov and you can look through some of those sites and see the next available date, it became clear pretty quickly that these are places that are booked out pretty much immediately.
So what are the ways people will get to those camping spots? Like you mentioned the recreational.gov website, but are there other ways that you found that people are trying to find these spots?
That seems to really be the only way to do it. So recreation.gov is the kind of contracted site that all the Forest Service and Bureau of Land Management sites are hosted on. And so anything that you could find on any other kind of campsite would either be being sold kind of scalped almost in a way, or there are some walk-up sites and those don't require any reservations, but those are really your only option.
So then who manages that actual website?
So the Forest Service has a hand in it. The BLM has a hand in it, all of the different agencies that are sort of involved. And then it's facilitated through a contractor, a private contractor. And so that recently changed hands in the last, I believe, year or two. So the new facilitator is Booz Allen Hamilton. And they overhauled the whole site in the last year. And so there's been, you know, some hiccups there as well. But overall, it seems like the functionality of the website's really actually improved in the last year or two.
Okay. So, of course, one of the most popular sites you talk about in the article is Redfish Lake.
Sure.
So what stories were you hearing from people who have tried or basically just given up? Because, I mean, these open up and they're gone.
Sure. So what I keep hearing is, you know, we get ready. So these campsites open up on a rolling basis. And for single campsites, they open 6 months to the date from when you are trying to reserve. And folks will say, you know, I was right there at 8 a.m. when this was supposed to open up. And I hit refresh on my web browser and it was, you know, 30 seconds past 8 o'clock and everything was sold out.
So with that, are bots playing a part in this, or really is it we just have so many people wanting to visit these locations now?
It really seems to be that it's just high demand. I mean, you have to think about the fact that these campsites only have maybe 30 sites. And if they're individual sites, that's maybe one family, maybe two families if you can fit another person. Otherwise, you're headed off to a group site if you've got more folks than that. And I talked with one of the folks who manages so they are the camp hosts, and they manage those campsites. And he was saying, you know, there's probably 900 people that are trying to get the same 30 spots. It's comparable to Lake Tahoe.
Oh, my gosh. Really? So then with that, how does it work then for where people are coming from? I mean, are people mostly here in Idaho booking? Were you able to figure that out?
At Redfish, at least, and in that area, the camp hosts say there are probably about 50% of people are still from Idaho. Some people apparently are coming from as far as Europe, and they're, you know, either renting RVs or transporting RVs over here. And Redfish is on their list of, you know, a cross-country camping trip, which seems wild, but, you know, it's a beautiful area, so it makes sense.
And are you seeing this? Are we seeing this just in Idaho, or are we seeing this maybe just across our western states?
From what I have noticed in researching, it seems like it's an issue absolutely in California. It's an issue across national parks all over the place. So it really is not just an Idaho-related thing.
I'm talking with Nicole Blanchard with the Idaho Statesman. We're talking about campsites just getting swapped up. I mean, really, Nicole, what you found within seconds of them opening up. And as you said, they open up 6 months to the day before you'd want to book.
Right.
And then they are just gone.
Right.
But if you think about it, as you said, 30 spots, if we take Redfish Lake, and you have 900 people.
That is what managers are saying the demand is looking like.
So how in the world do people figure out how to get a spot?
It seems like a lot of folks maybe go for the group sites, and those open up a year to the date out. So if you're wanting a group site, you'll want to plan a year ahead, which, you know, not everybody
wants. That still sounds crazy.
Right. Not everyone wants to plan their vacation a year in advance.
Right.
And sometimes if you've got multiple people, maybe if you're trying to go with four other families and everybody gets on their computer and is trying to book at one time, maybe you can snag what you want. There's also the way the rolling window works. If you were to try and book one weekend, you might go on the Monday before and book out 7 days, and then you would get the weekend that you wanted, and you could go back later and cancel the dates that you don't want. But you've then effectively booked a weekend several days before that would have come available on the rolling deadline, if that makes sense.
Right. Okay. So what you're finding is people have to get creative.
You have to game the system a little bit sometimes.
And then with that, I would think that did you find that it was easier to book like during a weekday versus a weekend?
Oh, absolutely. So, the advice from folks at the Forest Service and Recreation.gov is, be flexible, be willing to maybe go before Memorial Day or after Labor Day, be willing to go maybe on a Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Don't expect to get your ideal spot on 4th of July,
Just don't go on the 4th of July.
Sure.
So it's that kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
For anyone listening who might want to get a camping spot this fall, this is the time to do. Are there openings now?
That's a little tricky because there are closing dates for a lot of these like actual campsites. And so some of them close in October, some of them close in September. Right now, some of those popular ones, Glacier View and Point, that are up around Redfish Lake, those right now for the next, I believe, week or two are first come, first serve. So there's no longer the reservation system in place for the rest of the season. But then you do run the risk that you go all the way out there and they're full anyway. Right. And so those are open, I believe, until the 15th of September. And then the season ends. And so you won't be able to camp there.
So did you find any transparency issues with this? And what I mean by that is, do people know how many spots are taken before they even try to reserve a spot? Or is it really just kind of luck of the draw?
It seems to be just kind of luck of the draw. I mean, you're buying this the same way you would buy a concert ticket or something else like that. And there's not a system where it says, you know, there are this many people ahead of you in line. Mm. Or there are this many people logged in. And so it really is just sort of you're blindly filling your cart and hoping that when you go to hit checkout that you're maybe one of the first people, or that the whatever algorithm maybe the website is using picks up your submission first. And that's where it sort of gets blurry as to, like, why would one person who's hitting checkout get that site ahead of somebody who hits checkout, you know, within a second?
And are people finding anything like secondhand, or is that really not a thing?
That doesn't really seem to be so much a thing, which is why, talking with recreation.gov officials, they're saying that bots really maybe aren't as big a deal as they are for like concert
tickets. Like a concert ticket. Right.
So there's no like StubHub for campsites as far as
I mean, come on, there's only 30 of them at Redfish.
So it doesn't really seem like folks are doing that so much. Or maybe if they have a reservation, they're going on Facebook or possibly Craigslist, but more likely they're saying to their friends, hey, I have this site that I can't get to. Does anyone want it?
So did you actually get to go camping for research?
I did not.
Oh.
Because there aren't any spots available. Right.
Maybe next year, right?
Absolutely.
So bottom line for folks, from the research that you did, and thank you for doing it so other people didn't have to, is kind of best advice for people who, you know, want to really go to these campsites, you know, next summer?
Sure. So I would say the most important thing and the advice that I got from some of the officials is to really plan and familiarize yourself, know how the website works so that you're not trying to figure out which link to go to or how to select dates or something like that as you're actually trying to book things. And then be flexible. You know, if you wanted initially to camp for 5 nights but only 4 are available, then go for that. Or if you wanted to camp on a Wednesday but a Thursday is available, maybe shift your plans a little bit that way. Or even look outside of the area that you were hoping for. There's a whole lot of campgrounds that don't book up like as quickly as Redfish Lake areas do. And so maybe consider checking out some of those new areas and finding a new favorite spot.
So that's really good advice as well, is kind of get out of what we all think is like the ideal place to go, maybe.
Right, right. I mean, there are tons of beautiful mountain lakes and gorgeous places in Idaho. So I'm sure there are absolutely enjoyable spots to camp that aren't being snapped up within a couple seconds.
And everyone who camps with those are upset right now because we've given them that advice.
Right. Sorry, everyone.
Nicole, thanks for coming in today. We've been talking with Nicole Blanchard from the Idaho Statesman. Appreciate the conversation.
Thanks so much.
Up next, a look at the College of Western Idaho's Farm to Fork Dinner and their approach to student food insecurity. I'm Gemma Gaudet. You're listening to Idaho Matters.